Any questions? Let's start with the same ritual. The question, what are we talking about?
The nature of the other world compared to the seasons.
Compared to what?
The seasons.
Season.
The rain in the spring and the rain in the fall.
Yes.
There are more than one kind of rain.
Ever changing process. Which wasn't changing. The way time is going, passing along, and there are seasons. Seasons bring the changes. So that's quite normal. That's what the nature is. The nature of things. The basic nature of things was, what is the essence of existence?
Duality?
You put it that way, it becomes a philosophical term.
Sure.
So you should have the answer. If you want to think about it, I quoted it from the philosopher Molossa.
Change.
The essence of existence is change. Everything is changing. Nothing remains the same. There is no same. Want to stay tuned? Let's make it a little bit more pleasant. Difficult to swallow. When did you tell you that? Everybody is unique. You think that carries a little bit of exaggeration? Yeah, okay. But you're pretty much similar. Okay, the difference is everybody is unique. Then we'll tell you not everybody is unique. Everything. Not everything is unique. Every atom is unique. The subatomic particles are unique. Each of them. Think about the quantity of them. How many are there? All unique. Okay. Is that the limit of this law? Extend in time. Every single quantum is unique. It has never been something like that, and it could never be something like that. Every single quantum, which is the smallest portion of time that we could talk now, every quantum is unique. We are all changing. The essence of that process of change is the Creator, because He created this. He didn't copy anything. He will not copy anything. He will create everything unique. Therefore, you are unique. Think about it and try to understand and believe it. Why? What's good of that? Are we really talking about this? By we, I mean, is Rumi talking about this? Or this is the way I see it. Which one is that? You are the judge. Anyway, everything starts like this, like it happened. I ask a question. a general big question which has a lot of different answers, because that's how it goes. Then someone like this beautiful lady will give one of those answers, and I'll turn it around and make it something. Okay? Then I stop and I say, is this what Rumi is talking about, or I like to type like this? The answer she brought out was the seasons, the meaning in the seasons, looking at the seasons, right? I generalized it to be the motion, ever-changing moment of the universe. Then I tried to expand the meaning to cover everything. When I covered everything, then I come back to you and I say, you should know that you're unique. And this is very important. Why? Because I'm giving an importance to this subject, or Rumi's talking about this. Now you should be the genius to tell me the verse. There. Rumi talked about it. If not, if nobody has the answer, means what? It means I'm an unsuccessful teacher here. So you don't know it. What should I do? The only thing I could do is to go back and start from the beginning. Right at the beginning, Rumi started to talk, and I told you that. Look at it this way. This is a big book, but there are 6 volumes. Each volume